Now, indeed, it can be shown that the lower bound is actually exact. That is, the maximum over all possible U belongs to the structure of delta for the spectral radius of UM is actually equal to the structure singular of M. The problem with such a maximization problem is that this problem is not is neither convex or concave, so actually it's very, very hard to find the global maximum. But nevertheless, it gives a better bound, a better low bound than the just regular spectrum radius. Now, as far as the upper bound is concerned, it's not always true that the upper bound is equal to the structure single value. But there are several special cases that the upper bound it does equal to structure single values. For example, if you have up to three full blocks, okay, delta 1, delta, delta 3. Of course, delta 1, if you have one block or two blocks, that would also be fine. But you can have up to three full blocks or one full block and one repeated scalar block. In this case, you have 2s plus f equals 3. Or you have just one scalar block. Of course, that would be a trivial one. So, in any case, the upper bound will be exact for if we found some very special case, for example, the full blocks less than equal to 3. Now, in general, for the uncertainty has more than 3 blocks, and then upper bound is still very decent. And numeric experience have shown that the upper bound is very, very close to the structure single value. For most of examples that are known. And so we can take the upper bound as a good estimate. And indeed, we're going to use this upper bound in our control synthesis and analysis.